This is the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Ba, ba, ba. Evening, how are you? You alright? Nice to be here. My name is Vinny White. I'm from London, innit? And I live here in Toronto. I don't know why I feel the need to do this. Every now and then I feel like I might have a couple of new listeners. So it's always nice to embrace them with a warm audio hug and tell them a bit about me. You're welcome to do the same in reverse. Tell me about you. In slow, painful depth, whilst heavily breathing. And telling me all about the latex that you're wearing. We're not on air, are we? That'd be embarrassing. 416-872-1010. If you want to call about anything, I'd rather you didn't talk about your desire for fetishes. Now, last week I did. No, it was the week before. I was away last week in Ottawa. The first time I ever did the show from these new studios, I said that there's so many TVs, I don't know what to do, because I'm that guy. You know, when you're in a pub with someone. And you realise that they're not listening to a word you're saying because they're staring straight through you at the Ford commercial playing behind you. I'm him. And I'm not proud of being that guy. It's just that I can't not look at televisions. And this is so off-putting. So I actually emailed the boss. I believe Mike Bendixson calls him Lord Voldemort. I'm not on that term with him. And call me uber safe. I'm going to call him Mike. Stick it on the safe side. I emailed him and said, how do I turn all these TVs off? And he said, use the controller. Now, Elliot, you're a gentleman with all sorts of technical knowledge. Where is the controller?
That's a good question. I'll have to look around for that.
I love it. Love it. I mean, it's like the Starship Enterprise. You wouldn't believe the technology in this building, this new building. It blows my mind. Machines that go blip and wee and tibble and various other noises. Printers everywhere, none of them connected, and lots of screens. But unfortunately, I don't know how to turn anything off. So it's really very much the opposite of the problems I thought I'd have. I thought the issue might be that we might not get things going. But nonetheless, I will bash on and try to ignore the 10 flat-screen televisions that are all around me, which is so hard to do. It's so hard, but I'll try. Now then, how are you? I hope things are well. You can text this show on 8255. That's what we do. We've got a text machine. That works. That's a beauty. And that's right in front of me. You can text any comment you like, preferably quite nice, you know. But if you want to be a little bit evil, you can do it as long as you, you know, do it in a reasonable way. A comedic way. I don't mind evil as long as you're comedy gold. And as I say, you can phone the show on 416-872-1010. That's all that. What else do you need to know? Oh, the show's on for an hour, and it talks about stuff like this. It's America, just to the south. I don't know if you knew about it. Quite a big country, absolutely full of nutters and guns and quite a lot of drugs and lots of excitement and things. I don't know if you knew about it. It's quite big, and some Americans like to call Canada America's hat. I like to call America Mexico's hat, but there you are. Now, America is a wonderful place in many ways. It's the land of the free and the land of the absolutely bonkers. But it's also the land, let's be honest, of the commercially driven, slightly more right-wing, less PC groovy and somewhat more capitalist nation, isn't it? Yes. So it was probably not going to be surprising when I found out about this Memorial Day thing. So Memorial Day, correct me if I'm wrong, is the American version of Remembrance Day, really, isn't it? Us Brits and Canadians get together November the 11th, get involved with poppies, usually stand around the rain looking terribly glum and reflecting in a sort of quiet and, Commonwealth-style way. And that's the way I've always grown up, and moving here, it was pretty much the same thing. Memorial Day in the US is a federal holiday, wherein the men and women who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces are remembered, isn't it? The holiday, which is celebrated every year on the final Monday in May, was formerly known as Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederates who died in that Civil War. Now, by the 20th century, Memorial Day had been extended to honour all Americans who have died in the military service. So, then it freaks me out when it's a day of reflection that you get adverts like this.
It's the Ortho Mattress Factory Direct Memorial Day sale, and it's only at Ortho Mattress. For a limited time, Ortho Mattress will pay the sales tax for you. Our best-selling Ortho Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets are now 50% off, and you'll save $1,000. Our Dr. Preferred mattress sets are now $199, each piece, any size. And visit any one of our 65 locations and get 36 months, no interest financing. It's the Ortho Mattress Factory Direct Memorial Day sale, and it's only at Ortho Mattress.
Yes, people died and I can get a mattress. Woo! It's the American dream. So I Googled tasteless adverts for Memorial Day and about a million came up. But what was really surprising is there was very few news articles on Americans being upset about the fact that what as was originally designed as a day of reflection has become a commercial monstrosity, in my humble and somewhat European opinion. So I was thinking about it and I thought maybe if I have a look online, I could find out some of the deals that go on. And I could find out, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe these huge conglomerate corporations who are discounting their mattresses and cars and chocolates and houses and mortgage loans and repayments and headphones and every other possible noun that you can think of. Maybe all these corporations are doing it for dead people. And maybe I'm misguided. And maybe they're doing it to honour the dead in a reasonable and stylish and reflective way. And then I saw the deals available this Memorial weekend, and I'm going to give them to you. And these are some of the things that you can get in the United States of America as a result of Memorial Day weekend. Discounted gift cards. Raise.com is having a sale to mark Memorial Day. A $100 Starbucks gift card can be purchased from Raise.com for $79. And a $100 Dunkin' Donuts gift card can be purchased for a measly $87. Why pause in silence in the rain looking at poppies where you can get reflection from the pain and suffering that war has caused everyone with $200 worth of coffee and donuts for $166. Bam! Sorry if you're a bit jumpy, by the way. Bam might not have been appropriate if you did serve in the war. That is a true offer. Also, so is this one. Fandango. Through August the 8th, the Visa Signature collection of cardholders can get buy one, get one free Fandango movies. Catch a war movie and watch actors pretend to die as you think about those who actually have. And then there's this. Orbitz. Take 15% off hotel stays with promo code GETHAPPY. Yes, I'm not making it up. If you type in Get Happy into Orbitz in the United States today, you will get a massive discount of up to 15%. Yes, pause in reflection and think about all the wars the USA have been involved with or started by typing Get Happy. Also, then there's Hotels.com. For the Memorial Day weekend, they are having a use the coupon code More Money to save $50 when you spend at least $300 by June the 1st on Hotels.com. Yes, pause in reflection and think about all the wars that the USA have been involved with or started by typing more money. And it gets worse. This is how you celebrate Memorial Day in the United States of America. Hooters! Yes, Hooters will offer 10 free wings to all military, active duty veterans and their spouses with the purchase of any drink today, Memorial Day. Were you sent to Iraq to find non-existent weapons of mass destruction? Do you suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of a brutal war where civilians were sometime targeted by the US military? Then why not go to Hooters and look at boobs and wings? I'm not making up, although I am making the slogan up, obviously. And the other one was Wendy's. Oh, yeah, let's do this one. Since I'm obviously touting for some more voiceover work. It's Memorial Day in the United States of America. What's happening at Wendy's in Florida? Well, Wendy's in Florida only. Participating restaurants only. Wendy's is offering a free frosty waffle cone on Monday from 12 o'clock to 8. Look back at the illegal attacks in Iraq by getting fat. God bless America. It's weird. I honestly find it really weird and tasteless. This weekend is Memorial Weekend. You can save up to 50% on a Ford. What? I don't understand when that became okay. Like, didn't when it someone made the first ad with a discount, didn't someone go, whoa, you're doing it? That's tasteless and barbarically gross. Where's your conscience? People died. 50% off a Ford because people died. So maybe it's me, and I'd like you to comment. 416-872-1010. Is it just my sort of non-North American mentality? Or maybe, like, I've been gone for 8 years from the UK. Maybe if I go back and do November the 11th in the UK this year, it'll be like, in an English accent, do you want to go to... I've forgotten an English accent, and I've got one permanently. That was weird. that's weird. Yeah, maybe if I go back November the 11th, it'll be like McDonald's in London are now doing deals because of the people that lost their lives. You know, I don't get it. So 416-872-1010, or if you agree or disagree. Maybe I'm just being a bit oversensitive. Has been known. I'm a bit wet behind the ears. And I'll also take your text on that, 71010 on the text. Let me know your thoughts. That's a different voice. That's different. Do you miss the voice? I'm new to texting, says Bob. Yes, Bob, you are new to texting because I didn't understand your text. If you do text the show, if you wouldn't mind trying to make some sort of sense. Now, I bear in mind I'm not leading for a very good example. I understand. But there you are. So that we'll keep that going on the back burner. Your thoughts, Memorial Day in the United States of America. And I appreciate most of us don't live there, but there's people listening that side of the border. If they haven't clogged themselves up with fatty foods. I'd like to hear their thoughts. 416-872-1010. Now, I was in London On yesterday. I call it London On because it is London, Ontario. And, it's easy to confuse, particularly for me, because I have spent more time in London, England, than I have in London On. But I appreciate it was our fault for naming it that. So I take full responsibility. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't call it that. God, I'm turning Canadian, aren't I? Apologising for everything. I'm not trying to offend. I'm just saying, like, I didn't mean it. I was in London On yesterday. Which, by the way, did you know it had a River Thames? It really is a carbon copy. I mean, when I say a carbon copy, it's absolutely nothing like London, England. But it's got... I saw one red double-decker bus selling fast food. And it's got the River Thames. What else? Oh, there's Beef Eaters at the Hilton. If you know what a Beef Eater is. If you don't, look it up. Can't be bothered. And what else? It's called London. Think that's about it. Oh, it's got, yeah, there's other things like it's got trees, roads, cars. There are similarities in that, but there's very, very few similarities. I was at an event. It wasn't particularly exciting, but and I completely messed up. So have you ever used Hotwire.com? Hotwire.com, a Labor Day sale. Sorry, not Labor Day. Memorial Day, so. If ever you've used Hotwire.com, It's a really great site, and I'm not being paid to say that. I just think it is. It's great. It sells cheap hotel rooms, and you can book them, and you get a bit of a discount. But the thing is, you have to put in where you want to be and whereabouts you want to be. So in my instance, I put in London, Ontario, but I forgot to press the crucial button on the left, which is downtown only. So then you say, right, find me a hotel, and it says, well, I can find you one for about $90. And I'm like, oh, it's all right. I do. I'll have that. Obviously, London, Ontario is small. It'll obviously be downtown. Probably the Hilton. I can see the Beef Eaters. But I forgot to press the button that says downtown. So I ended up staying, I think it was just off the perimeter of Mars. I think it was along the 401 in a hotel, nowhere near London downtown. And it was bloody awful. Like, the hotel was all right, but... have you ever stayed in one of those hotels and you leave and you think, I haven't got a car. This is awkward. I think I'll have to walk down a highway without a sidewalk and then go to one of about 50 different North American chains, which have the personality of someone made out of plastic, and eat there. So I went to Boston Pizza and had a steak. And on reflection, I was thinking, it's not the best night I've ever had. But it was totally my fault because I booked it. I have stayed in London, Ontario downtown, and it's all right. So, silly Vinny, point to you, and very much a lack of a point for me. But the reason I bring this up is today I was coming back. I had a bit of an event. It was all right. And I was coming back on the train, and there was a woman watching a comedy DVD on her laptop, right? And I can't even describe to you. I'm going to have a go at describing the laugh. It was a bit like this. And I'm like, I'm about to do the Heimlich maneuver because she's sitting next to me. God knows what she was watching. I wish I could see, but it must have been hilarious. And it got me thinking about the worst laughs that you've ever experienced. Now, I used to work in Ottawa on the radio, and there was a woman who will remain nameless that used to work down the hall. And anyone that works in that building will know, because they actually put two doors on her office. It was ridiculous. She was more like this. She was like, she was being pumped up, literally pumped up. And so that was her. And then it got me thinking about laughs and the absurdity and the ludicrous nature of some of them. And the only one that wasn't embarrassed was her, bless her, via rail train. I swear you could probably hear it from Toronto when we were passing through Oakville. It was unbelievable. So then I when we got off, I said to her, "What was the DVD? Oh, you've got to tell me." And she said, "Actually, it wasn't. I just kept watching the same thing over and over again." I said, "What's that?" And she said, "I didn't expect this one." She said, "It's Morgan Freeman on Helium." So I'm like, "All right." So sure enough, second she disappeared, got my phone out, put my headphones in. And I would like to share to you, and feel free to laugh your boobs off. This is Morgan Freeman on Helium.
In unusual situations...
You don't always get what you expect. But sometimes, unusual situations lead to new insights.
To find the truth about gravity, physicists are studying it in a place where they expect it to...
act very strangely.
I might play it at the end of the show. I love it. I'm addicted. And I think I think of her all the way through. And she's quite attractive as well. You know what I regret doing is saying at the end of it, "Can I just take your number? And I'll happily lie in the bed with you and just watch that video on repeat with you with a glass of wine. It's all I need from life. That and to be held." You know. Maybe every now and then a bit of the old nookie. But so there you go. That's Morgan Freeman on Helium. It got me... researching possibly one of the most sad topics of all time, the study of laughter. And there are people that have paid good money to do this, which kind of takes the wind out of the sails, doesn't it? And to little surprise, the studies have suggested that laughter is part of human vocabulary. All members of the human species understand it. Unlike English or French or Swahili, we don't have to learn to speak it. We're born with the capacity to laugh. One of the remarkable things about laughter is that it occurs unconsciously, did you know? You don't decide to do it. While we can consciously inhibit it, we don't consciously produce laughter. That's why it's very hard to laugh on command or to fake laughter. And just ask someone to laugh on the spot. Or I tell you what, listen to most morning radio shows. Do you know what I mean? With the exception of any Bell Media production. Apart from Bell Media, which is fantastic, and all of their conglomerate radio stations. Most morning shows, you've all heard it, you know. You wake up, borderline suicidal, it's raining. Or it's minus 50, and you turn it on, and there's a guy doing a knob gag. Shut up. Shut your face. Now, laughter provides powerful, uncensored insights into the unconsciousness. It simply bubbles up from within us in certain situations. So I thought, because it's Sunday, and sometimes we feel a bit low on a Sunday when you're looking into the abyss of another looming work week. Unless you're in America, where you can just go shopping tomorrow and not worry about all the wars. But if you're looking into the abyss of another looming work week and things aren't going your way, I've found the ultimate audio relief. This is an audio file of people with stupid laughs listening to stupid with people. Sorry, of people with stupid laughs listening to people with stupid laughs. So the first guy then sets off the second guy, then sets off the third, and I think there's four. And I just thought, you know, it's not the most in-depth, interactive, kick-ass, news-produced radio show I've ever done, but it's funny. Shoot me. So if you want to giggle, listen to this beautiful range of ridiculous laughs. I don't even know how that's possible. Listening to News Talk 1010. In depth and interactive. I think my favourite, just dip it a bit, just dip it a little bit. My favourite's coming up is a woman, and I don't even know how this is possible. She's coming up any second. Comes. I forgot it was this long. That just sounds like seagulls. There she goes. That's my favourite. See, I don't know if she's putting it on. She sounds like a penguin. Is that not a penguin?
Oh,
all right, that's enough. Oh, it's the simple things in life. We'll be back after this.
This is the all-new Paige and Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hi, I'm Paige Chen. You know you just played a Paige Chen jingle? Honestly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Good job. Someone's got their eye on the ball. No, he's doing a great job. That's Elliot, the producer. We love him dearly. He was pressing all the buttons when we were doing that laugh thing. Some cool text. I'm sitting here laughing my ass off and I don't know why, says Shabar. I still can't work out why I'm laughing, but this is brilliant. It's great, isn't it? I'm going to watch it in bed on my own tonight. There's a load of laughs. What was that last one was my favourite? The one that sounds... Surely they just left the microphone on an island somewhere in the Atlantic and waited for seabirds. It's always a pleasure, you know. Oh, I should do some formalities. My name is Vinnie White. You're listening to News Talk 1010. This show finishes at 10 and Edwin Keaton is afterwards. He's very good. What else? Oh, yeah. If you want to download a podcast of this show, go to vinniewhite.co.uk and you can just Google Vinnie White if you want to find out more. I'm also on the webcam, I think, in our new studio, which is blue and looks rather sexy, unlike the subject matter on camera itself. So you can find all that at newstalk1010.com. And I don't know. I mean, I rarely plug the station. I think you're listening to the right station. I think you and I have come a long way over the last year or so. And I feel like I'm your bosom buddy. And I will walk through life with you if you just hang out here on News Talk 1010 a little longer. Cheers. I was reading one of those men's magazines. Men's magazines are becoming more like women's magazines in some ways. in the sense that they're starting to say things like the 10 best ways to get your woman and stuff like that. You know, the crap that women's magazine have been spewing in slightly different ways for every issue for about 10 years, you know. So I have a great deal of, what's the word I'm looking for? Contempt for this particular article. I'm very sceptical about whether it's true. So I thought I'd bring out our in-house love doctor, Julie Baker. Julie Baker is our relationship guide, aren't you, Julie?
Yes, I don't know if you consider me a love doctor, but dating expert is what I go by these days.
Dating expert. And you've been on the show in person a few times. Now I've got you on the phone because I want to run some of this stuff by you. Because I think it's wrong, but you are far more guided on these things than I.
I'm happy to hear about it.
Yes. It's one of those men's magazines that, as I say, is borderline female in the sense that it sort of encourages you how to act around women. And the article is called 10 Playful Teases That Women Secretly Love. And I want to know if any of these are true, because if they are, then I've been doing everything wrong. So
okay.
10 Playful Teases That Women Secretly Love, and we're going to run them past our love guru, that is Julie Baker. Number one, give her a silly nickname. You're such a little brat or punk. Don't worry, sweetie babe, pumpkin or cupcake. Everything will be just fine. Is that a good idea? Nicknames?
Well, when you read these articles about advice, you're really wondering what kind of girl do you want to attract? I think that if you're looking for a partner that respects you, I mean, cute nicknames are cute, but sort of discriminating nicknames or names that might sort of play on their insecurities are going to draw a different type of girl.
Yeah, I knew a guy that used to call his girlfriend Chubba. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, if you want to keep your girl partner sort of at a different level, a little more insecure, yeah, you can sort of subconsciously and passive-aggressively use nicknames, but you need to be wondering about what message you're trying to send there.
10 Playful Teases That Women Secretly Love, according to this article. Number two, point out something embarrassing or nerdy about her. For example, oh my God, your dimples are so adorable, or you have the cutest freckles on your nose. If she does something clumsy, then tell her about it. Why can't you just do things properly? Surely that's just having a go at someone.
I think that, yeah, these are great options if you really want to make sure that you are in charge in the relationship.
Right.
But maybe not so much if you want to show that you respect the girl. Now, some people like to try things in the bedroom and role play, and, you know, maybe this is their thing, but I would say most girls out there would agree that they don't really like it when they're pointed out their faults. And
number three on 10 Playful Teases That Women Secretly Love, mimic her or mock her. If she gets jokingly mad, huff at her and make an upset face. Playfully exaggerate her accent. Repeat her words back to her with your hands on your hips.
Are you reading this from Cosmo and just reversing the genders? I'm just wondering.
It's not Men's Health magazine, but it's a Men's Health magazine. I feel that I'm stuck.
Oh, is it one of those that you just use for the articles?
Just a little. Oh, hey, I don't waste my money on this.
Is that one of those that you just use for the articles?
So I'm just trying. Number four, yeah. Challenge her. Thumb wrestle her. If you're at a bar or a club, have a silly dance off. How about that?
No, those are not such bad things. Have a little challenge. Have a little competition. Those are pretty harmless with the little thumb wrestle dance off. That could be a fun activity.
As long as you
Why
don't...
Why not make it a full wrestle?
Yeah. That's more fun. Number five, as long as you don't take it too far, little disclaimer there, treat her like a child. For example, tell her to go and sit over there and I'll get you some crayons to draw with. Now, I'm not a love guru, but I'm thinking that might not be perfect.
No, I can't say that date would turn into a second date with me. But if you want to sort of take it to a different level and say, how about you just rest here, I'm going to go get you a drink, bring you back a drink. Now, that's fine. But,
yeah.
But
slightly different.
No.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah, slightly different.
And
yeah,
they go on. I won't go through all of them, but I'll just do the last one. Accuse her of hitting on you or being sexually aggressive. Say things like, are you hitting on me? Get your mind out of the gutter. I see what you're doing. Your feminine wiles won't work on me. Is that good?
Well, I won't say that's good, but I don't see anything really wrong with that. You could sort of, if that's a way to breach the conversation.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you where
maybe
all this
she
comes
is
from.
Hitting on you.
Because I remember a friend of mine read a book on this. This is the concept of negging. All of these things are the same thing. And negging is one of these guys that wrote this book that changes how dating works. He says that if you're in a bar, a lot of attractive women are used to getting compliments all the time. So if you say something mildly negative, as such as some of the examples I gave there, then actually she'll come round and be a little bit more interested because you're a bit different. Now, I would imagine this could also grotesquely backfire.
Yeah, I think that there's a point there, and I know of such books that exist and have read parts of them, but I think that you need to be very careful about what you decide you're going to compliment. Like maybe the dimple is a cute little thing, or a little crook in the nose. Again, may not work with some girls, but if you're going to say, gee, your behind is a little wider than most girls in this bar, I like it. You better be careful.
Yeah.
You better duck.
Yeah. You better have a very good reaction time.
Yeah, so, I was thinking maybe a good experiment would be for you to go out and try all of these.
Yeah.
And then we can see how they turned out.
Why don't I do it drunk with vomit down my shirt in central Toronto on the weekend?
Well, that's not an experiment. We already know what will happen then.
And in brief then, can you explain the better balance? Should someone, all right, a little bit of teasing here and there isn't too bad. Should someone attempt to try a chat-up line on you? So what's the, if there is a golden key to all this, what as you as a woman, what would you like to hear from men?
Well, I think you already made a good point, which was try and be a little bit unique. Don't say, you know, nice hair, nice eyes. You know, if people are there, those are very generic. They may be true, but maybe point out, you know, if you're calling a compliment on her eyes, be a little more creative. You know, your eyes are very... you know, compare the color to something, or they remind me of
a
certain
actress. That's a bit cheesy, isn't it?
Or,
if I came up to you in a bar and said, "Your eyes remind me of swimming pools," they're so deep.
Yeah, I would
blue.
Laugh at you. I would laugh at you. Yeah, but if you mentioned that her outfit really brought out her eyes, maybe that's something different. Maybe guys don't really compliment on outfits a lot.
Yeah,
they just go straight for the or we talked about this before. Something that's sort of less volatile, like.
Nice legs. What time
did her drink? Yeah, or her experience at the bar. Did she like the band? Mm. And simple things go far. You don't really need to use a lot of creative, cheesy pickup lines.
I do remember you saying. Yeah, I do remember you saying last time something that to me was actually quite inspiring. It's far more simple than you think. Just go up and say, "How's your night going?" There's actually really nothing wrong with that. And I think you were saying that if we're in the supermarket, you could go up and go. You enjoying the shopping. It really can be as almost dull as that to start the ball rolling.
It's less intimidating that way, for sure. If somebody comes up, just think about people coming up to you and being very aggressive about their, you know, maybe you like that, but very aggressive about their compliment, saying how, you know, come up, saying you have a nice behind, or that you look really sexy in that shirt. Those are not. Sometimes it can sort of set girls on edge, thinking they are very aggressive and they sort of push away. But if you come up and say, "Yeah, how's your night going?" or "This bar is pretty crowded, hey," or "This band seems pretty cool," those are just simple things. And if they're interested in having a conversation, there's nothing intimidating there. You're not asking them to go home with them or proposing marriage. It's just a conversation. They can decide if they want to continue this conversation to the next flirtatious level.
Whether that be horizontal or vertical.
Exactly.
Bada bada bing, bada bada bing.
Yep.
I am glad, as always, you set the record straight and stopped us men humiliating ourselves yet more in the bars and night establishments of this fine city.
Well, I'm sure that there's lots of people that disagree with me, but like I mentioned, it may be just wondering what kind of girl you're looking for and what kind of reaction you really want.
Julie Baker, the relationship coach, the love doctor, the love guru, the wondrous individual that is the... Can I say Newfie? Is that acceptable?
Well, I guess we've said it now.
It's the last bastion of offence now, isn't it? I think you can't abbreviate anyone's town, city, or country now.
Newfie's fine with me, not a lot of other people.
Okay.
I would say, Minnie, good luck as always out there in that big, crazy dating world.
Thank you, love.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk soon. Bye.
So that's Julie Baker, the love doctor. The Newfie. And I think all the time I'm allowed to be called Brit, she's allowed to be called Newfie. Always a pleasure, never a chore. When we come back, we're going to talk about the lyrics of today's music in those modern disco bars, what's going on with Bruno Mars's new song, and also perhaps we're going to give you a little bit of help on how you can, well, no, I was going to say where you could meet your partner if you're bored of the bar scene, but the list is so long, and basically it says anywhere but a bar. So there you go, that's done that. It's got that out of the way. The interview went a bit long. It's getting borderline condescending on how to meet your partner, so let's move on. So we are going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about how much would you imagine that the word "the" written on a piece of paper is being sold for on eBay. It will boggle your mind.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Text the show. Pick up your phone and drop me a line, 71010. It would always be nice to hear from you, particularly if you haven't texted the show before. Come and say hello. 71010 is the number, and there's a big screen in front of me that everything pops up on. Let's have a quick look at what's going on in the crazy world of eBay. What the? Quite literally, what the? An enterprising, enterprising and entrepreneurial Australian is selling the word "the" written on a piece of scrap paper on eBay. And if you think there'd be no market for such an item, think again. Offers are now in the region of $10,000. Yes, actually, just before the show I checked, it was $10,131 for the word "the" on a piece of paper for sale on eBay. And there's still about 2.5 days of bidding left. The seller, Sweaty Man, says, "I'm selling the word "the". So I looked it up. It's, here's the description. Handwritten with blue ballpoint pen on a torn piece of reflex paper. This versatile word can be used in literally thousands of sentences. For example, the dogs have escaped again. I will buy some meat from the local deli and... what's the time? Ideal for any situation. For sale, the word "the" on a piece of paper. $10,000. I swear, I don't know why people go to work.
He's a genius.
Isn't he? There's people with a head in their hands now thinking, I graft every day to feed my children. And this Muppet just made 10 grand from writing the word "the". And to add insult to injury, I think Vinnie White get paid for this drivel on the radio. The hell's going on with the world? Amazing. Good luck with that. So what else is going on? Oh, the world's gone really weird this week. Check this out. Norwegian artist eats his own hip. Sorry, I'll just read it again because I wasn't sure. Obviously, it was a typo. Norwegian artist eats his own hip. He says it tasted of wild sheep. Conceptual artist Alexander Wengshul said he served the hip bone with potato gratin and a glass of wine. Born with a deformed hip, he says that having a replacement and consuming the bone that had crippled him turned into something romantic. You couldn't make it up. Alexander Wengshul said he served the hip bone with potato gratin and a glass of wine. He decided to eat a part of his own body on a whim. The hip bone, removed by doctors, has gone on display as part of an exhibition. The operation to remove the bone was filmed and forms part of the exhibition also. Wengshul, who's 25 years old, a conceptual artist, made the revelation at the opening of his graduation show in the Tromsø Academy of Art in Norway. "I just wanted to use it in my art," he said. "I didn't know at the time that I would boil it and eat it." Just if you've just tuned in, we're talking about his hip. So that's all right then. "I had to boil off the meat to get to the bone. And when I started scraping off the meat, I took a little piece and thought, why not do it?" Oh, I don't know. Because it's your hip! That's why! He went on to say, "It's not every day I will have a piece of human flesh, which is mine, and which is possible to eat." True. I'll give you that. No one's arguing. It's not every day you'll have that. But it doesn't mean to say that you have to do it. It's not every day I find myself on the 401 dancing in traffic. Good reason for that. He made himself dinner while his girlfriend was at work. Girlfriend? I mean, that is really offensive to the singles, isn't it? A man that eats his own hip gets a girlfriend. I love he did it when she went out. She comes home. Hi, love, I'm home. I bought fish and chips. Do you want some? I'm all right. Did you eat? Because we didn't have anything in the cupboard. No, it just got tucked into the hip. Oh, right, because you're a conceptual artist and an absolute nutter. Weng Shaw was born with a deformed hip, reports the Norwegian newspaper, and he spent years in a wheelchair or on crutches. Age 21, he was approved for a metal hip replacement. Congratulations. He spent a year trying to convince doctors to allow him to film the operation, and after a year, they relented. He said eating the hip bone was a way to help him purge the pain. The actual quote is this. The hip bone had been such a problem for me over the 20 years. It was just my way of making it better again. It had been so hard to have it in my body. And when I took it out, it turned into something else. Something romantic. So it's actually, apart from the fact he's nuts, it's also a complete contradiction. Because his whole point is that it was a nightmare to have it in his body. Well, then why eat it? Oh, get in. First text, hipster. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, if I had prize money, you would be in. We'll be back in a minute and talking about the beautiful lyrics of Bruno Mars's new song. We're back. Right here, Baby Cakes. Newstalk1010.com is where we are. We hang out here every Sunday from 9 through till 10. Always a pleasure, never a chore. I'm getting old. I mean, you know, I'm not old enough to get a hip replacement. And if I had one, I probably wouldn't eat my hip. But I am getting old. I wear glasses, which I lose. I sometimes walk into a room, forget what I'm doing there. And I pee in the middle of the night. All evidence. And that's fine. But what really is evidence for me is when you start to question the lyrics of the kids today and their music that they're listening to. And you start thinking, what? It wasn't like that in my day. And what a beautiful example I heard today when I was in, where was I? London, Ontario, walking through a park, and I heard someone banging this tune out. And I just I squinted my ears and listened to the words. And I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's the new, rather popular, Bruno Mars. My body was on fire. Proclamation of love that goes a bit weird. Bruno Mars, very popular. But not not above suicide, apparently. Just thought that's bonkers. Multi-millionaire shouldn't be proclaiming this. But darling, I'd still catch a grenade for you. If she doesn't love you now, and she doesn't, because unlike you, she won't kill herself for your twisted relationship. If she doesn't love you now, and she doesn't, she probably won't love you when you look like the contents of a meat pie. Do you know what I mean? Having handled a grenade. He goes on to say, I would throw my hand on a blade for you. If she doesn't love you now, and she doesn't, she probably won't love you when you've run your hand through a bandsaw and they're throwing your detached fingers up at her window to get her attention, breaking the court-issued order that rules that you go nowhere near her house. He goes on to say, I'd jump in front of a train for you. If she doesn't love you now, and she doesn't, she probably won't love you when your head is 500 metres from your body and you've horrified a train full of people to your grim end. And finally, Bruno Mars, in this absolute beautiful piece of work, goes on to say, oh, I would go through all this pain, take a bullet straight through my brain. Yes, I would die for you, baby, but you won't do the same. If she doesn't love you now, and she doesn't, she won't love you when you look like the last moments of Kurt Cobain, buddy. And she's suddenly wondering if the hardware store is still open so she can buy some paint. Ah, I've lost touch with the kids of today. I'll take a week to contemplate it, and I'll be back here at 9 o'clock next Sunday in the same time and roughly the same position. Take care. Have a lovely week. See ya.